God is merciful and pours out his love on us abundantly. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Guide us, O Lord, by your word and Holy Spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first reading this morning is from Psalm 23, the Divine Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. And from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34 and 53 to 56. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As they went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And from 53, when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Here ends the reading of God's word. Well, at first glance, I thought, what were the lectionary writers thinking? These just feel so random to me. The apostles come back from their mission trip, but the verses stop right before the grand feeding of the 5,000. And then we jump ahead to 53, which begins after Jesus walked on the water. Those are classic preaching sermons, texts, but what? What were they thinking? All right, what's the Psalm 23? I get it. The shepherd. It's about the shepherd. It's about compassion, the compassion that Jesus has for us, his sheep. You will recall that I am spending the summer looking at the Gospel of Mark. Next week we'll begin Gospel of John, through the commentary of R.C. Sproul, who is a Reformed theologian. So, 2 weeks ago, Jesus, sent the disciples out to teach and heal. So now, as the apostles return to Jesus, they are excited to let Jesus know all that they had done. So right now it's July in the hospital, and we have a new group of resident physicians. So when I read these verses, I'm thinking of our residents running back to their apartment, calling their parents, letting everybody know all the people that they were able to be with, all the people that they were able to heal. The disciples' amazement and their excitement at what they were able to do must have been so gratifying for Jesus to witness. And in their busyness and all the activity, they didn't even have a chance to eat. Imagine that. So Jesus, in his compassion, said, "Let's get away from here to go rest somewhere." Jesus loved to do that. Let's go away and rest somewhere. How often we forget to rest. We keep plowing ahead, sometimes forgetting to eat, and believing that our busyness is a good thing. A friend of mom said to her one day, "You are a human being, not a human doing." We believe that our accomplishments are what is important. Jesus wanted to hear their stories, but it was more important to Jesus that the disciples rested and recharged their energy. This summer, Jeff and Jamie are on a sabbatical for just such a task, a time to reconnect and recharge. So Jesus and his disciples get into their fishing boat and started making their way along the coast. And the crowd followed along on the shoreline. What was Jesus's reaction? The text tells us that Jesus was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. Jesus was not annoyed, he was not angry, but was moved by compassion. Sproul says that the word here used for compassion in Mark is only used in the New Testament to describe Jesus. Compassion that reached a level far deeper than human concern or empathy. Sproul then continues to talk about the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah as a shepherd king, the good shepherd. This was the fulfillment of the prophecies. In his compassion, the good shepherd looked on his sheep and determined to meet their need. For Jesus, feeding his sheep was teaching them. Here again from verse 34, "They were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." Now we jump ahead to verse 53. The verses I read this morning come after Jesus walked on the water, as they came into Gennesaret, a plain known as the Garden of God. Gennesaret is on the northwest side of the Sea of Galilee between Capernaum and Magdala. When the people saw that Jesus was there, they started bringing out people who were sick so that they could just touch the hem of his garment. Very similar to the woman a few weeks ago with the issue of blood, who just needed to touch the hem of Jesus's cloak. I think the Garden of God would have been an awesome place for a retreat for Jesus and his disciples. Because, you know, they still haven't had their rest yet. But they aren't going to get any rest in Gennesaret either. The people are hungry for God, for a human touch, for healing. And Jesus was seeing them and touching them. Times haven't changed. People are still hungry for a touch. Pre-COVID, I was able to participate in a simulation lab in the hospital about dementia. I was so lost in this experience, and the only thing that kept me centered was holding the hand of the nurse, Josie, who was walking me through the simulation. So yesterday I was on the floors and I found Josie and we were talking again about that experience. And I shared with her my severely demented patient who only calms down when you're holding her hand. In her dementia, touch is the only thing that keeps her anchored. She has a one-to-one and they were just pulling their hair out, not sure what to do with this poor lady. And I just said, "Hold her hand." And they're like, "What?" I said, "Just hold her hand." And their 8-hour shift went so much easier. One young lady, I walked by the room, she was actually like dancing. The patient was in the bed and the one-to-one was dancing with her, but continuing to hold her hand. It keeps us grounded. Sproul doesn't spend much time with these last verses, but he believes that Jesus used this time in Gennesaret to show his disciples again that he was the Messiah, God, I am, since their hearts were hardened. Where do we go for rest? As I am rereading The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom, I read that during the bombing of Holland during World War II, the local residents would come to the watch shop for rest. Casper ten Boom, her father, would pray and listen to their worries. They needed a place of rest. It looks from Facebook like Jeff and Jamie are having a time of rest in Michigan. Their pictures look awesome of Grand Rapids and the peninsula and everything they're doing. And I hope that they are having a good, restful sabbatical time. It is okay to find a place of rest. And it's especially okay to look to the compassionate path shepherd for that rest. On this really humid, cloudy Sunday, I hope that all of you can find rest. Amen.